Today is the 10th day of September. Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Fantastic to be here with you today. I'm very grateful that we can be here around the global campfire. And I got some aromas of the Bible here that it's brewing as I look out over the rolling hills of Tennessee and imagine us together in this safe place that is, well, it's our global campfire. Grateful to be here with you today as we come and take another step forward. And we have worked our way from Genesis all the way into the book of Isaiah, a major work of prophecy, one of the longest books in the Bible. And I'd say we are about 10% of the way through. Let's take the next step. Isaiah chapters 6 and 7. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying. They were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." He said, "Go and tell this people, be ever hearing but never understanding, be ever seeing but never perceiving. Make the heart of this people calloused, make their ears dull and close their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed." And I said, "For how long, Lord?" And he answered, "Until the cities lie ruined and without inhabitant, until the houses are left deserted and the fields ruined and ravaged, until the Lord has sent everyone far away and the land is utterly forsaken. And though a tenth remains in the land, it will again be laid waste. But as the terebinth and oak leave stumps when they are cut down, so the holy seed will be the stump in the land." When Ahaz, son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, was king of Judah, King Rezin of Aram and Pekah of Remaliah, king of Israel, marched up to fight against Jerusalem, but they could not overpower it. The house of David was told, "Aram has allied itself with Ephraim." So the hearts of Ahaz and his people were shaken, as the trees of the forest are shaken by the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out, you and your son Shear Jashub, to meet Ahaz at the end of the aqueduct of the upper pool, on the road to the launderer's field. Say to him, "Be careful, keep calm and don't be afraid. Do not lose heart because of those two smoldering stubs of firewood, because of the fierce anger of Rezin and Aram, and of the son of Remaliah. Aram, Ephraim, and Remaliah's son have plotted your ruin, saying, 'Let us invade Judah. Let us tear it apart and divide it among ourselves, and make the son of Tabeel king over it.' Yet this is what the Sovereign Lord says: it will not take place. It will not happen. For the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is only Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be too shattered to be a people. The head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is only Remaliah's son. If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all." Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. The Lord will bring on you and your people, and on the house of your father, a time unlike any since Ephraim broke away from Judah. He will bring the king of Assyria. And that day, the Lord will whistle for flies from the Nile Delta in Egypt, and for bees from the land of Assyria. They will all come and settle in the steep ravines and in the crevices in the rocks, on all the thorn bushes and at all the water holes. And that day the Lord will use a razor hired from beyond the Euphrates River, the king of Assyria, to shave your head in private parts and to cut off your beard also. And that day a person will keep alive a young cow and two goats. And because of the abundance of the milk they give, there will be curds to eat. All who remain in the land will eat curds and honey. In that day, in every place where there were 1,000 vines, or 1,000 silver shekels, there will be only briars and thorns. Hunters will go there with bow and arrow, for the land will be covered with briars and thorns. As for all the hills once cultivated by the hoe, you will no longer go there for fear of the briars and thorns. They will become places where cattle are turned loose and where sheep run." Second Corinthians 11:16-33. I repeat, let no one take me for a fool, but if you do, then tolerate me just as you would a fool, so that I may do a little boasting. In this self-confident boasting, I am not talking as the Lord would, but as a fool. Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. You gladly put up with fools since you are so wise. In fact, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you or exploits you or takes advantage of you or puts on airs or slaps you in the face. To my shame, I admit that we were too weak for that. Whatever anyone else dares to boast about, I am speaking as a fool. I also dare to boast about. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from the Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled, and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressures of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak, and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin, and I do not inwardly burn? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is to be praised forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas had the city of the Damascenes guarded in order to arrest me. But I was lowered in a basket from a window in the wall and slipped through his hands. Psalm 54. For the director of music with stringed instruments, a maskil of David, when the Ziphites had gone to Saul and said, "Is not David hiding among us?" Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. Proverbs 23, 1 through 3. When you sit to dine with a ruler, note well what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Okay, so in our reading today, we encountered two stories that kind of boil down to the same base, essential core. Life is not always easy, and much of the time, we're facing opposition and resistance in some way. So in Psalm 54 today, David has been running for his life from King Saul, but someone had betrayed his whereabouts. So he was facing a life or death situation full of opposition and resistance, just trying to stay alive. And knowing that makes the desperation of the prayer clear. Come with your great power. God, rescue me. Defend me with your might. Listen to my prayer, oh God. Pay attention. Pay attention to my plea. Strangers are attacking me. Violent people are trying to kill me. I don't care anything about you, God. Then in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, Paul has been undermined by people who were validating themselves through their association with super apostles. And these people were teaching a nuanced message that was different than what Paul taught. And so Paul feels the need to boast about all that he's been through in order to offer the gospel of Jesus to the world. Jesus, are the Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Descendants of Abraham? Yeah, so am I. Servants of Christ? I know, I feel like a madman, but I have served him more. I have worked harder. I've been put in prison more often. I've been whipped times without number. I've faced death again and again. So life, then, like thousands of years apart, like, wasn't easy for the Apostle Paul or for King David. And they're just the tip of the iceberg in Scripture. These stories that we keep encountering in the Bible, they're full of all kinds of challenging trials. We have a lot of examples of people that just were crushed by the pressure and buckled under that resistance. Then we have many examples of those who grew stronger. The common denominator for them and for us is that they and we all face challenges. So why are we so surprised and frustrated, incensed when we're experiencing them? Or maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me. I doubt it, but maybe that's just me. Jesus did tell us plainly that life would have opposition and resistance. If the world hates you, remember that it hated me first, he said. So resistance, that is actually what grows us physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's a normal part of life. Jesus nor the Bible ever claimed anything other than that, and never claimed that it's going to be some kind of magic potion that takes it all away. Resistance is a necessary part of how we grow. It's how we become strong, and we need to be strong because we're here as ambassadors for the kingdom of God and to represent and reflect his glory upon the earth. So, this is a season that's challenging you. Then take heart. I understand. We all understand. You're not, I'm not, we are not the first, we won't be the last. Everybody does face resistance, and that comes in degrees. And it can buckle us. We also can get back up. And the Bible reveals how those roads go. So if you're about to buckle, I promise you this. You can do this. You actually can. You're not alone. And you might feel that way. Everybody is struggling. And this may be more than you can bear, but just have to make the next minute. And people can end up making it through a lot of incredible hardship when they believe in what they're doing. And when that can become central, then we ask ourselves, do I believe in this enough to endure the resistance? And so rather than asking God to make it easier, maybe we ask Him to make us stronger. Because that's actually what we need. And that's how we grow. And so, Father, we invite You into that. Some of these things that are just true, I wish there were easier ways, but this is how we grow. And so we invite Your Holy Spirit to into what is the resistance, what is the weight, what is the cloud, what is it that we're fighting through. And help us to navigate where it's pulling us and how it pulls us into hopelessness and how it's time to reorient ourselves to the fact that this is normal and maybe not at the degrees that we can suffer sometimes, but that is temporary and we need perspective, and so Comforter, come and bring comfort to us and lead us on a narrow path that leads to life. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app, these are home base. And they are where you find out what's going on around here. Yeah, the app now has these, relevant things that we're talking about right on the home screen. So we've been talking about aromas of the Bible for the last couple of days. Something super long in the making, but brand new in the offering. And, we set out to create the aromas of the Bible by sourcing those ingredients into essential oils. And so there's two different offerings in the aromas of the Bible line. Currently, there is a 6-oil box, beautiful, that has 6 of the key aromas from the Bible: cedar wood, frankincense, myrrh, cypress, rose of Sharon, and the cleansing agent hyssop. And so those are all in a very nicely packaged box. And then we have a single one, spikenard. And I've explained this a couple of times. It's individual for several reasons. One, it can be used as anointing oil. It's really, really, really lovely. Really lovely. And really rare. And in the scriptures, this is nard, spikenard. It was used to anoint Jesus' feet. And so it is a beautiful story. It's also found in the Song of Solomon, but it was a very, very rare thing. And expensive in the time of Jesus, because it had to be sourced high in the mountains above 10,000 feet, like in the Himalayas, and then come down through the spice routes into the Middle East and into the Roman Empire. And so it was a rare thing, and it still is. Actually, rare and very difficult and very expensive until this day. So we boxed that separately. It is a very distinct, just very distinct aroma. And so those first two offerings in the Aromas of the Bible line are now available in Daily Audio Bible Shop, either in the app or on the web. And grab some. We have brand new Aromas of the Bible diffusers that we had special made for this and are packaged exactly along with the Aromas of the Bible packaging, so they work together. There's three different versions. One of them is like a translucent glass. The diffuser. Sorry, the diffuser will it lights up different light colors, and so the glass one will transmit those light that light. The other two are ceramic, and so the light kind of just shines out from the top tip, where the vapor is coming out. And this black ceramic that is super cool. That's the one I'm using now. There is cream ceramic, which is also very, very, like, fits anywhere, goes anywhere. And so these we've had made, and they're branded from Daily Audio Bible, and just really happy about all this. When you get some of these, we'll send you a card. Different diffuser blends, just some different recipes that you can try with the Aromas of the Bible. And we're really excited at the response from the last couple of days. And this is an exciting time to engage our senses as we, you know, incorporate our spiritual practices centered around being in the Bible every day. And so check it out, dailyaudiobible.com or the Daily Audio Bible app in the shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you with all deep and humble gratitude. Thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jane in New York. I was in Switzerland, now back in New York. I don't know, for those who have been listening for many, many years. My call today is for Sparky. It took a minute, went up to the mountains. The way you said, I'm 40. Brother, I became a believer at 45. At 50, I took my son and came back to New York, left Switzerland. After a divorce and just a couple of years of, you know, the Lord calling me back here. I didn't know for what. I still might not know. But you're only 40. I pray that the Lord speaks to you in this time that you're taking to be with Him, that you would hear His voice. I know we long to hear an audible voice, but maybe you'll hear that, or maybe He'll speak to you through His word or someone else. But I just pray that when you've taken that time and you go back home, that you would know that He never leaves you nor forsakes you. We have these things called feelings and seasons and things like that, but God's love for you never changes. His plan for you never changes. He already knows the beginning from the end. And so He'll just show you one step at a time. And I just want to encourage you. So, brother, you're only 40. There's so much more to come. Have a blessed day, Sparky. Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Good afternoon, morning, or evening, wherever you are. This prayer is for Sparky, and I'm a fellow West Texas dweller, as the land is parched and dry, Father, I ask that you would touch Sparky's soul, that you would give him a slow, gentle rain of your love, pour over his heart, nourish it back to what it should be. We thank you for his love, your love, and we ask you to give it to him at this time. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Vicki from the desert. I have a praise report. I asked for prayer for my husband a couple of months ago, who was having treatments for multiple myeloma. I just want to report that God has healed him. All of the myeloma corners and cells and every indication of it was gone from his body, from his blood, from his bone marrow. And he's in complete remission. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you all for your prayers. God is so good. God is so good and so powerful. Thank you, God. Praise you, God. Thank you. And thank you, family. Thank you, God, for this family, for Brian Harden and his family, and for all of the people who join with the Daily Audio Bible in scripture and prayer. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Jeff in Franklin. Hey, Sparky, just calling in because you called the family, your brothers and sisters in Christ. Just letting you know you're heard, and we're here for you, praying you through this season you're in, brother. Wanted to share a few quick verses that remind us of who God is, how good he is, and how he is with us. Psalm 119, 114 says, "You are my refuge and my strength. I have put my hope in your word." Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the earth." Psalm 143, 8, "Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life." Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." Isaiah 43, 2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." Jeremiah 29, 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Romans 8, 28, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose." And Micah 7, 7, "As for me, I look to the Lord for help. I wait confidently for God to save me, and my God will certainly hear me." We're with you, brother. We love you.
Good morning. I want to lift up a few prayers from today. First is for the woman that called in that's about to lose her job after 18 years working with family, and the business owner is retiring. And her husband simultaneously is going to most likely lose some of his income for the next few months. And so we just pray, Lord, that you allow them to just dig in with their faith and surrender everything they cannot control to you, Lord, and just help them to be wise and shrewd with what they can control and what they can affect. And we just pray that you provide for them, Lord, in your timing, and that they see just everything they have is a gift from you, and start each day with thanksgiving. I also want to pray for the woman that called in about her son or daughter, sorry. It sounds like she's just making unwise choices and rebellious and whatnot. So we just pray that you just get these parents through it. It's their first child, so they've never experienced this. And so we just pray that, again, you just allow them to dig in with their faith and allow the seeds they've planted to grow and just be there in love and acceptance and offer wisdom and counsel and not condemnation. And I also want to pray for Sparky and for whatever he's going through, burnout and battling addiction and just his kids so far away. Just be with him, Lord. Be with him and through your word, through your spirit, Lord. Comfort him and walk with him through this time. In your son's name I pray, amen.
Hey there, my name is Patrick. Live in Birmingham, Alabama. It's been an eventful past few years. Got divorced, been in two mental health, the same mental health institution twice. Been on and off medication, been at my parents' house since the separation divorce and losing the house and everything. I feel like I'm getting better, I'm not sure. I'm consistently eating, which I feel like is a good sign, but I'm afraid I'm stealing from my parents sometimes. Haven't worked consistently. Got three jobs this year, but lost all three mostly just by quitting. Just being offended, I think, with the bosses. Each one feeling like I could be better. Or I feel like I can do better than them. I know it's not the right heart, but I also just couldn't take it anymore. Didn't really know what to do. Love prayer for continued healing. I miss my wife. I guess she's not my wife anymore, but I know she's not really as stage as she would want to be with me right now. I haven't really had the heart to honestly pray for her. I don't know if that would help or hurt. But right now, just love prayer just for me to just continue healing and be able to serve other people, to love other people and to let God minister to me and let that turn into being able to minister to other people. This has been a great avenue for me because I've been kind of isolated, and I know I've tried to get connected with churches but faced a lot of shame and boundary issues. So just having something just that's right in my pocket with my phone and being able to listen to this has been a huge help. Thank you, Brian. This is really cool. Love you guys, and hopefully I can pray for some of you guys soon. Thanks.